early last month, one of the senior priests of our diocese, Father George Haspidus, passed away. And we gathered here at the cathedral to offer his vigil the night before and then the funeral mass. And as I was at both of those events, I found myself kind of looking around at the other priests, and I asked myself, or I wondered, you know, which one of us is going to be next. I looked at some of the guys who were, you know, pretty up there in years, but, you know, I wondered if it really could be any one of us. Who will it be? It was kind of a sobering thought that then turned my own thoughts to the fact that we have two retired priests, senior priests at the cathedral here in residence, Monsignor Pearson and Father Tracy, and both of those men I've known for over 30 years. Monsignor Pearson will be 80 in a couple of months, and then Father Tracy's not far behind him. And I guess I was kind of doing the math and wondering, frankly, how much longer are these friends of mine going to be around? It's certainly not going to be 30 years more. And again, that was a sobering reflection for me, which made me think about my own death and when will that be, and how will that come about. So I had all these kind of sobering thoughts, and then I came to the gospel for this first Sunday of Advent, and we have in this gospel, again, some more very sobering sentiments. Jesus is speaking to his disciples about the second coming of the Son of Man, and it's the language he uses isn't very pleasant or light. He says, regarding the second coming, people will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And then Jesus gives a warning, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man. So we begin this four-week journey to Christmas with Jesus warning about the need to guard against carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. That's probably pretty appropriate that the church gives us this reading today in light of, you know, all of the Christmas parties that are pending in our lives and Christmas family gatherings and all of the stress of shopping and sending cards and planning and wrapping gifts and traveling and then trying to worry about how we're going to pay for all of this. There's lots of distractions in these weeks, lots of anxieties which take our focus off preparing to meet the Lord in judgment, where he will separate the sheep from the goats. I was speaking with another priest this week who told me that their parish school has long had the tradition of gathering on a night before the first Sunday of Advent, gathering to make wreaths, huh? Advent wreaths, so that the families would take them home and use them during these weeks. But he said to me that he had to cancel that event this year because he was told he wasn't going to get any participation. Parents told him, Father, this is just too busy of a time in the year. We just have too much going on. Well, I think there's a certain amount of irony in being too busy to create a symbol of quiet waiting and preparation for the coming of Jesus Christ. The same Jesus who warns us to beware of the anxieties of daily life, the anxieties which divert our attention from the meaning of this season. In light of Jesus' warning, I'd like to offer a suggestion for all of us to consider during Advent. Let's try to find very concrete ways to eliminate one or two of the anxieties associated with this season. Perhaps involve other members of your family in that conversation and ask, how can I or how can we make these weeks a little more simple? Is there anything that we can cut back on or perhaps eliminate altogether? What should be the priority? Something like a quiet prayer before the Advent wreath and setting aside another online session with Amazon and the credit card. Simplicity is certainly one of the weapons which can be used against the anxieties of daily life. It's sometimes refreshing, huh, when we have that injection of simplicity into our daily lives. Another tool is to ask, what do I want versus what do I need? To prioritize our efforts, our time, and money less on those things that we want and more on those things that we actually need. In speaking about the diocese, Bishop Daly often says, God will always take care of our needs. He'll always take care of the needs of our local church, he said. But that doesn't always mean that we're going to get what we want. But God indeed will give us everything that we need. By making our lives a little more simple and prioritizing what we really need will help us to stay focused and prepared for the celebration of Christ's coming at Christmas. It will also help us to be prepared for that time when all of us, every single one of us, will die and stand before the Lord in judgment. And I know that as I kind of get along further in the priesthood, and each time one of our seasoned priests, like Father Hospitus, dies, I'm finding that my thoughts are more intensely focused on my own mortality and the fact that I will have to give an account for my life one day to God. And that is a sobering thought. And perhaps rightly so, as we begin this season of Advent with a liturgy free of holly jolly or jingle bells. Instead, we have a liturgy that calls us to be sober and detached from the anxieties of life, quietly waiting for our newborn King and praying to be awake and alert for the second coming of Christ at the end of time.